yes, yes, yes. God is always good. God is always with you. You just have to remember that. Every Let's Do It Radio Worldwide listener say, I welcome God. Say that, y'all. I welcome God. Yes, yes, yes. The first Sunday service, November 1st, 2023, Communion Day with Pastor Betty Bennett of the Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Speaking on the word from No Doubt, You Are What You Believe, taken from Mark 11:23-26. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valkyrie Designs. And I am now a best-selling author worldwide in the U.S. and in the U.K. for the book collab, She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically, and it's an anthology. So if you all want a copy of that, please let me know, and I will be more than happy to get that copy pre-ordered for you, and if you want it signed, just let me know. But I am broadcasting to you worldwide, so if you are in the UK and you want a copy, let us know, and we'd be happy to provide that copy with you at $25 plus shipping and handling. And sow a seed to keep us through radio on the air at Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or to Zelle for my tell, or my email, or, you know, snail mail. But anyway, please send that Cash App so that we can stay on the air and you can hear services like this on Sundays and throughout the week. And don't forget to have your elements together for communion. Water, wine, if that's what you want, juice, crackers, bread, or whatever you want to consider for your sacrament. And so please call in at 845-241-9985 if you want prayer or just want to listen online and be a part of the on-air congregation. You can listen to this and all episodes on demand by going to blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do a Radio once the show has aired. So please, please, please put your hands together for yourselves and for none other but the illustrious Speaker of the Hour by giving Harvest World Ministries International Pulpit Ministers, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett, as well as all the other ministers on the line, a heartfelt and spiritual warm welcome and a round of applause. Amen, 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 amen. Yes, yes, yes. Pastor Betty, we will have a welcome from her and then an invocational prayer if Apostle Chris is out there. And then we will have scripture by Pastor Don Jr., CEO. It's in your hands, sisters.
Amen. Praise God on this afternoon. Thank God.
Amen. 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 Yes.
It's such a rejoiceful and happy feeling to be with you all once again.
Amen.
It's always a privilege and an honor to be able to come onto this show, to be able to greet you, our lovely host. Oh, my gosh, one day we're going to meet in person. I'm looking forward
yes,
to it.
Yes, we are.
And Reverend Dunn and all the other pulpit ministers, the clergy that are on the call, I want to say God bless
yes.
you from Little Rock, Arkansas, to wherever you are. I pray that you've had a very, very blessed day in the presence of the Lord on today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Is Apostle Chris there for
He is. We're driving home. I don't know if you got that message. We were like 5 minutes from the house, and we kind of got caught off guard a little bit. So,
okay, not a problem. Not a problem.
Let me see if I can get you a scripture right quick.
No, we got a scripture. We need prayer. We got a scripture. We need prayer.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Father God, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come, Lord, to give you all the honor and all of the praise. We know that thou art worthy. Thou art loving kind. Thou art merciful, God. You are the one and only true and living God. You sit high and you look low. You're always with us wherever we go. You know all things. You see all things. You made all things. You're the creator of all things. You're the one and only sovereign God. We worship you because you're good. We worship you because you're mighty.
Yes.
We worship you because you're holy. We worship you because you are just, God. We worship you because you reign over the just as well as the unjust, God. We come tonight, Lord God, to lift you up, to magnify you, to glorify you, to edify you, and to exalt your holy, your mighty, and your magnificent name. We come, Lord God, Father God, for no other shape, form, or fashion, Lord, but to preach the unadulterated gospel, Lord, to get the word out to a dying world, Lord God, that we have a faith that is alive and well and that can offer them eternal life. that can give them, Lord God, joy that they're looking for on this side, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God, to walk with them and talk with them through this journey called life. Lead and guide them down through every true path of righteousness by the power of your Holy Spirit, God. We just honor you on tonight, Lord God, and we just glorify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask that you would have your way in this service on tonight, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and reign over everything that is said and done. As a matter of fact, we turn the services over to the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Holy Ghost, take control in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Anybody ready for church tonight?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. We are ready, ready.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Pastor Don, our scripture, please.
Yes, ma'am. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. If you have your Bible closed, can you go to the book of Ephesians? Chapter 6, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, is in the New Testament. It's the armor of God, y'all. When you say it, when you have it, please say it.
Amen.
And it reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what's right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may live as long on earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in nurture and abomination of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as man pleases, but servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With doing good service as the Lord, not unto man, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also in heaven, neither is the respect of a person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his might. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For he wrestles not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the dark world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take on to you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil in the day, and having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye can quench the darts of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that when I open my mouth, boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak it boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye may also my affairs and how I do, Titus, a brother, a beloved brother, and faithful minister in the Lord, shall we make known to you all things whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, that ye may know all our affairs, and that ye may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with them all. Love our Lord Christ sincerely. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen again. Yes, yes. There's a sweet spirit in this place, y'all. Such a sweet spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on His face, and I know you feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love, and for these blessings we'll lift our hearts in praise. Doubts we'll know
that we have
been revived when we shall leave this place.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes. Such a sweet, 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 sweet spirit in this place. And it's always a sweet, sweet spirit. Now to introduce the speaker of the hour. And she has such a sweet, sweet spirit as well. Every time she speaks, she just melts me because her voice is just so angelic. And I'm just so grateful to be able to have her as a part of the team, I guess you could say. I want to thank her and her husband, Apostle Chris, for always joining us in the evenings when they can, when they're not out doing the will of God, as they do as a couple so eloquently, as a duo, because, you know, when you see one, I bet you see the other. I've never met them, but I'm sure that that's what you see when you see the Bennett. You don't just see one Bennett, you see two Bennett, you know. So thank you, thank you, thank you. In 2012, they founded the Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, now known as the Harvest World Ministries International. So you know they just don't work here, but they also work abroad, endeavoring to do the will of the Father, which is the kingdom works domestically and, as I said, internationally. So when they go out internationally, they can take my book with them internationally. Just kidding. And they do the Lord's work. His will is what this duo is all about. They are on a mission to serve the world, as basically as to save the world, as what you want to say it maybe also. So we will be blessed with the selection, and then we will be graced with words from her lips to our ears. So please say amen. Put your hands together for the illustrious Pastor Betsy Bennett of the Harvest World Ministries International. After this next song, I'm a Believer by Reverend Timothy Wright. Amen. Yes.
Yes. Come on, yes. Come on and see her. Yes.
But I'm a believer as well.
Amen.
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 I would say, I probably say that 99% of the call was on the line of believers. I do hope we have some that are not believers. Amen. Amen. Because we want to help you to become a believer on tonight.
Amen.
Again, such a privilege, such an honor. It's such an humbling experience to have this opportunity to come before you all to bring a word from our Father, our Heavenly Father, to you. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for this privilege. I don't think anybody knows how grateful I am. It's not anything that I take for life. And every time that I get an opportunity to do it, I just get so much excitement and joy in my spirit that it just kind of leaps out of me. I just get so excited what the Lord is doing, amen, in this day and in this time. You know, thinking back, and you think back, and the worst thing that could probably happen was COVID, but look at how many great things and great platforms
amen.
Out of the situation.
that help us use as a vehicle to get this communication out, not just domestically, but internationally, that we have a Savior that lives, and He saves. He's still saving, and He's still healing, and He's still delivering, and He's still setting free. And it's such an honor to be able to share that information with other people, that all hope is not lost. Our God is still seated on the throne. He is still there, and He's still alive, and He is still well. So, yes, I am excited about what God is doing in this day and time. I'm going to take a few minutes here, and I want to offer up a few words of prayer. If you would just bear with me for a second before we just jump into the message on tonight. Amen. Eternal God, Lord, just to give you the glory, we come to give you the honor. We come to give you the praise. We come to thank you, Lord God, for your merciful and your mighty ways. Thank you, Lord, for making ways out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for healing and delivering and setting free. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to be the people that we are, Lord God, with a desire and a will to want to serve you, Lord, and to want to do your will. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy that is with us each and every day. We give you glory, honor, and praise. As we come tonight, Lord God, to expound on your word so that some may hear and say, what must I do to be saved? Or some may hear and say, I was encouraged by that. I've decided not to quit, not to give up, not to throw in the towel, but I've decided to run on, to stay with you, to hold on to your hand, Master, and see what the end is going to be. Lord, on tonight, I am asking that I completely decrease, dissipate, and that your Holy Spirit will consume me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Take control of me. Take control of my heart. Take control of my mind, body, spirit, soul, my mouth, my ears, every part of me, God. Use me, Lord God. Use me, God. Service is what I'm asking you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Now, Father, I do ask that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in sight. Lord, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Amen.
Thank you all for letting this moment. Amen. To seek my Heavenly Father, amen, for what he would have me to do and what he would have me to say. Amen to you and to others who may listen at a later time, or someone who just may be scrolling like I was last week, to see my name as I was out there scrolling and listening to different individuals that maybe I had missed, or hearing sermons again I'd heard before and realizing, oh, I missed that part. And I say, well, praise God, that is an awesome opportunity. Amen, and that is an awesome soul winning tool. Here at Harvest World Ministries, we're all about winning souls. It is not about us. It is not about our will. It is not about our way. It's all about God's will and doing it God's way. Amen, and we don't ever want to make that mistake and say, look at what we did, because we didn't do anything. It was God that did it all. It was Him that gave us strength. It was Him that gave us the vision. It was Him that gave us the ability to carry out the vision. It was all Him that made the provision for the vision. And so we recognize that if everything that occurs through Him, and outside of Him, nothing should be occurring unless God is directing it. Amen. We thank and praise Him on today for what He is doing, and definitely, Sister Inez, I thank and praise God for you every day. You're such a wonderful person.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And everyone else who's on the line, amen. I got your name rolled in my book, too. Amen.
I heard the name is written in my book. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Go with me really quickly. Amen. I won't belabor the time, but go with me really quickly to Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, the 11th chapter. And tonight, as I sought the Lord, you know, how he would prefer for me to come on tonight, he gave me more of words of encouragement, mm-hmm. more so than salvation. It's like what the Spirit was saying to me is that there are those that are hanging in the balance that they mm-hmm. were on the Lord's side, but so much has happened. So much has transpired, amen, that it is causing them to almost give up, lose faith, lose their belief, their hope. And so God said, tonight, daughter, I want you to come with a word of encouragement to my people. And this word also will be a word of encouragement to those who do not know him in the pardon of his sins, of their sins as well. So we're coming out of Mark, the 11th chapter. You have it. Don't have it, say, wait a minute. Giving everybody a minute mm-hmm. to get it. And I initially said that 23rd verse. I'm going to back up, I think, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start at that 20th verse, because this is where Jesus begins to talk with his disciples. He's coming out of a situation where he walks into the temple and there are individuals in there and they're selling doves and they're doing all manner of things that they should not do. And he clears out the place. Mm-hmm. Everybody tries to say at that point, you know, he got angry and, you know, Jesus got angry and he did this. But it's okay. He said, be angry and sin not. He did not sin, but he did to them mm-hmm. out of synagogue. And this must
right.
be called a house of prayer. You turned it into a den of thieves. And so he's saying to the disciples here, starting with this 26th verse, it says, and in the morning, as they passed by, and they saw the fig tree dried up. You know, he had spoken to a fig tree. And you all, most of you know the history behind this, so I may lay just a little bit of a foundation, if you will, that he had passed by this fig tree on his journey, and he hungered, and mm-hmm. it had no fruit. And he just said it will never bear any more fruit. But when they came back through, the disciples noticed that the fig tree itself had died. And so, you know, it speaks to the prophecy that he's given. You know, everything that does not bear fruit will be hewn down. It's just going to dry up and rot and blow away like the chaff in the wind. But anyway, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away. And Jesus answering in verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily mm-hmm. I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and mm-hmm. shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe those things which he said, shall come to pass. He or she shall have whatsoever he or she says. Do I need to read that again?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read it one more time, because I want us to get this tonight, that whosoever shall say to the mountain, whatever your mountain is, whatever is blocking your path, whatever mm-hmm. is in your way, whatever distraction, whatever disturbance, whatever is interfering with your peace,
is that in your way, whatever is there. Therefore, that whatsoever, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. Come to pass means it will happen. He or she shall have whatsoever he or she saith. Verse 24, therefore, which is a prepositional phrase, it's added on to that, that wasn't finished. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Whatsoever things ye desire is another part to that. When you pray, you can't just desire them and not pray for them. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you shall have them. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, most importantly, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you forgive not, neither will your Father, who is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. If he doesn't give your trespasses, doesn't forgive you, then there's no answering of your prayer. Amen. I want to talk about just for a brief moment on tonight. I want to talk about, as Sister Inez has already said, no doubt you are, I wrote it down somewhere, no doubt you are what you believe. No doubt.
Amen.
You are what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at the state of this world, and I look at the economy, I look at everything that's going awry, and people putting their mouths out there and saying that, you know, the recession's coming, this is coming, that is coming. Well, you know what? In the kingdom, if you're talking about in the kingdom sense, it's not coming. If you're talking about in the world, I can't speak of the world because I am not, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. We're not of the world. We are kingdom citizens. We are in the world, but at the same time, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So in the kingdom, there is no shortfall on anything. I believe that our Father said, more than likely in the same synoptic gospel, that I own the cattle of a thousand hills and the hills that they're standing on. I own all the silver and I own all the gold. It all belongs to me. I created everything that's in this world, even the world. There was nothing made that was not made by me.
Amen.
Everything belongs to him. And everything belongs to us for the asking. Why? Because we were adopted into his family. And we became joint heirs to the throne. We have a right to praise him. We have a right to seek him. We have a right to ask him for what we believe that we receive it and we shall have it.
So in this
world, praise God, in this world, there are some cliches, and we're going to have a little fun with some of this. Amen. You're going to think, wow, that's, I can't believe that that's Pastor Betty, but it is. We're going to have a little fun. God has a sense of humor. In this world, there are certain cliches that goes around, and some of the cliches generally say things like, a man is what he eats. or the best way mm-hmm. to a man's heart is through his stomach. Have you heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a man is what he eats. Or someone else may have said that a man is, you know, what he reads or what he looks at on television.
Mm-hmm.
Another man mm-hmm. said a man is what he thinks. It's just what he
mm-hmm.
thinks. But we know that the Bible cautions us regarding thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
Mm.
So we're not necessarily what we think. It's what we are in Christ Jesus. Proverbs
Amen.
Says that as a man thinketh in his heart, then so is he.
Mm-hmm.
As a man thinketh in his heart, then so is he. So you got to be careful regarding
mm-hmm.
what that heart is thinking.
Hmm.
What is your heart thinking about you? Is your heart thinking what the Word of God says? No doubt you are what you believe. And you
mm-hmm.
believe whatever is in your heart. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Whatever is in your heart is what you are.
Hmm.
And in your heart you feel like you're a failure, then that's what you're going to be. And in your heart you feel like, I'm going to succeed, I'm going to make it, I'm going to become what the Lord said
mm-hmm.
I was going to become. And you're
mm-hmm.
holding on to that, then that's what's going to happen. In the Word of God, it does say that you are the head and not the tail. You are above
mm-hmm.
and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it seems like is going on. It doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
even what it appears like is going on. But what matters is what God put in these hearts when he created us. And when he created us, what he put in these hearts
mm-hmm.
was that you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you believe that you can be. You are. You are. You're everything that I said that you would be.
Amen.
You were wonderfully created. You were fearfully made. I put in you greatness. I put in you greatness. I read this morning where, as the word was pertaining to, I don't think of exactly where I was coming out, I think it was Isaiah, the 40th chapter, where Isaiah was talking about that it is the Lord that giveth strength. And he talked about those that wait on the Lord. That he would call to mount up on wings as eagles. They would run and not get weary. They would walk and not faint. It is the Lord that equips us when we live by his word. And his word says that we're going to make it. It says that without him, we can do nothing. But through him, all
things
are possible. All things. Possible.
Yes, yes.
So when Proverbs says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So these statements, you know, you identify the essence of a person's being. And you could add another statement there that says, as I said earlier, that a person is what he or she believes that they are. A person is what he or she believes that they are. You're not only what you consume physically or what you conceptualize or internalize mentally, but you're also what you believe in your heart.
Yes, yes.
If you believe you can, guess what? You can.
You can.
If you believe you cannot, then you won't be able to. That's the way it works.
Everything
Amen.
We do, from the most simple act to the most
uh-huh.
complex,
uh-huh.
it's going to require that we believe in ourselves and in our abilities to perform. We've got to first believe in ourselves. God put a belief system in us. Did he not say
yeah.
that he gave every man a measure of faith?
Uh-huh.
We already had belief in us when we arrived.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
All we needed to do was to grow that faith. Grow that faith and grow the faith. So when we look at before we can get out of bed or before we can lift a fork in the morning or before we can speak a word, before we can even
mm-hmm.
memorize a speech, or learn a lesson or drive a car, just simple things that you know people take for granted, before we can do any of that, God has to first give us the ability to do it. And we have to believe that we can do it.
Yeah.
When you get up in the morning, it wasn't the alarm clock that woke you up. It was the finger of love that touched your heart and said, beat again. It's time to get up. It was a finger of love.
Come on.
When you got out of that bed, you did not think about for 1 minute whether or not your foot was going to stand or your leg was going to stand when you stood up. You just stood up.
That's right.
When you went to that bathroom, and some people may call it something else in the South, we call it the bathroom. You went to that bathroom and you turned that shower on, you just believed that hot, warm water was going to come out for you to shower, right?
Amen.
See, some things, we just automatically think that it's going to happen. Because why? We believe it's going to happen. We believe that when we sit on the toilet and use it and flush it, it's going to flush down. We believe when we sit in that chair or when we get in that car, it's going to start. And so it starts. We believe just the simple things in life, but we cannot believe what God says, that anything that you ask, believing that you shall receive it, you shall have it. We cannot get it into our infinite minds that God has said how much ever you can think and believe that you can do it, you can do it. And what you can't do, you can ask me, and I'm able. I'm more than able to do exceeding and abundantly above anything that you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? In you. And you. So can you see how faith works? Some things we just automatically believe. But the things that we ought to be believing, we don't. And we can do all things through Christ. All things that strengthen us. So no doubt, and that no doubt is there for a reason. Because where doubt comes in, it allows a portal for fear to enter in. Fear cancels out faith. And your belief system no longer works, because now you're in fear and panic. So if we have strength ourselves, then we must have enough faith to believe in God and in the power of Christ to help us do what we believe that we cannot do for ourselves. Who must we have it in? Our neighbor? Did it say our neighbor? Our best friend? Our BFF? No. It said that if we can't, don't believe it, that we can do it by ourselves, we must have enough faith to believe in God's ability to get it done. That's where we're falling just a little bit short. So we believe that we are nobody, then nobody or all will ever be. But I don't know about you all. I came to tell you something different tonight.
Come on, come on.
That you are not a nobody. God didn't make any nobody. God said everything I made was good, and it was very good. He said, I made man in my image and in my likeness. He said, I turned around to Jesus, and I turned to the Holy Spirit, and I said, let us make man together in our image. Let us make it in our image and in our likeness. Are we saying that God is a nobody? So when he made us, did he not know what he was doing?
Well,
did he not know all the integral workings of these complex bodies that we reside in? Did he not know the atmospheric and the barometric pressure that we needed to survive in? Did he not know what we would need as far as gravity is concerned, to remain on this earth? He knew everything that we would need. God knew, and he knows now. And he's able, he's still able to do it. So no matter how many times you've tried and failed, and you will try and you will fail, some will try and they'll succeed the first time. Others will try and they will fail many times. The Bible says a just man falls 7 times. But what makes him just is that he gets back up again. What makes you just is that you get back up again. What makes you successful is that you keep on trying until you find something that you never give up. You never give up. You keep trying. Many have failed, and they just decided that I don't believe in myself anymore. Well, even if you don't believe in yourself, do you believe in the God that you serve? Because if you believe in the God that you serve, he'll reignite the belief in yourself. Because he said, with him, all things are possible. You can do all things. So he will step in and reignite that in your spirit, your mind. As long as you don't give up and you keep on trying, God is right there with you. Hold your head up. No matter what the situation is, nothing so bad. No failure is too great. Probably the richest man in the world failed 10 times before he became the richest man in the world. Failure is not a reason to give up on your dream, to give up on your hope, to give up on what God predestined you to do in life. Failure is not a reason. As long as God is on the throne, you still have a chance.
Man.
But he says, it doesn't matter how many are against you. If I am for you, I am more than the world against you. He's going with you every time you go. Maybe that's not the right path for you to take, and that's why failure's happening. Or maybe you just don't believe that you can do it.
ask God to increase your faith.
Yes.
Get into the Word of God and learn what He says. Learn what He says about you. What does it mean to be more than a conqueror? What does that mean? That means that He's already conquered all of the problems, the disdainment, the failures, the shame, the abuse, the neglect, the being lied on, being talked about, being beaten, being cast down. He's already suffered all these things, and He's taken them to the cross. And when they nailed Him to the cross, all these things, failure, shame, disappointment, agony, pain, all these things were nailed to the cross for you and for I. He took all our shame, all our sin, all our guilt to the cross. And He said, because I'm taking it to the cross, you won't have to deal with it anymore. It is finished. It is finished. Now, go out and conquer, because now you are more than a conqueror. I've already conquered all that other stuff that you're going to encounter. I've already taken care of that. So we have to understand that our God is an awesome God, and He is not a God of failure. If you're seeking Him and you're failing, then call one of us, because maybe we aren't seeking Him right, or maybe our belief system isn't working properly. We're just seeking Him and thinking it's going to happen right away. It's going to happen in 24 hours. Now, He is a right now God. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith. Now faith. All throughout Jesus' ministry, everything that He did, it was done instantaneously. But because He doesn't move for you instantaneously, doesn't mean that He's not going to move. Ecclesiastes says there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. God has a plan for you, according to Jeremiah 29 and 11. He said, I know the plan that I have for you. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, would you? He didn't create humans without a plan.
Amen.
He said, it's not plans to harm you. It's not an evil plan. I don't even have evil in sight. It ain't even on my agenda. It's to bring you to an expected end. And I own that expected end. And everything in me is good. It's good. You're good.
Amen.
I want to bring you to that place of destiny that I have prepared already for you. Don't give in, and don't give up. You know, I read something earlier on Malcolm X, the late, great Malcolm X. And I am not racist. I am not biased. I am not, but it's a story that I read, and I want to share that story with you all, because I think it'll help some people understand that, you know, how, where discouragement comes from, where frustration comes from, where disappointment comes from. But it's not for you to give up. It doesn't mean that failure is inevitable. It doesn't mean that. So the story that Malcolm X told was that there was an ice salesman. Unless you all ever heard this before. But there was a gentleman, a Caucasian gentleman, that sold ice. So this had to have been way back in the day, right? I remember Icebox. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody else does. But he sold ice. And he drove mm-hmm. a truck through the neighborhood, and he would drop the ice off. And then there was this African-American young man who used to watch him do it, and he decided that he was going to do the same thing. He mm-hmm. So he got him. I don't know how he did it, but he got a vehicle, got him a truck, and he started getting customers and selling ice. And in their neighborhood, he was able to cause everyone in his neighborhood to buy ice from him and no longer from the outside salesperson. I'm going to put it that way.
Okay.
All except one person. And this one person happened to be right outside the subdivision or neighborhood. And it was a Caucasian mm-hmm. lady. And he asked her, he said, ma'am, is it any reason why everybody else has decided to purchase my ice mm-hmm. other than you? And she said, it's because I believe that the other gentleman's ice is a little bit colder than yours. So he, now they're both selling ice. Ice is cold, period. He said, I just believe that. So the story goes, and it says, finally, in exasperation, you know, he asked her about it, and let me see here. She said it has nothing to do with him, uh-huh. that it has everything uh-huh. to do with the personality, that she just believed uh-huh. that because of the other guy's skin color that his ice uh-huh. is colder. So sometimes uh-huh. you run into situations that, you know, oftentimes will leave you discouraged or disappointed, but it has nothing to do with you. It has everything mm-hmm. to do with that other person's belief.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in that situation? You take it to God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
This young man took this issue to God in prayer. And the next time he came around with his ice, the lady bought ice from him.
Amen. Amen.
And so he was able to corner the whole market. Why did I say
Amen.
That? Because some people have hidden agendas of why they won't support
mm-hmm.
you, why
mm-hmm.
they won't encourage
mm-hmm.
you, why they won't build you up, why
mm-hmm.
they won't you know, accept you. Why they won't
mm-hmm.
do this. That's not your problem. That's their problem. That's
right.
their problem. What you do is you pray to God that
mm-hmm.
God will find, give them favor or give you favor with them and reveal to you what the problem is.
Mm.
So oftentimes we don't do that. We walk away without any understanding.
Mm-hmm.
People of God, we are not failures. We are not failures.
Amen.
Trials, troubles, situations, they come and they go. That's why he says in his word, this too will pass.
Yes, yes.
Because there's going to be some this too, and that
mm-hmm.
too, and this, and that, and this, and that. It's going to happen. That's why he says your light affliction is but for a moment. He said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we literally take it as one night. We don't know how long one night is. One day is as 1,000 years unto the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
So we must learn how to endure. How do we learn how to endure? Inquire of the Holy Spirit. You're going to need him on this journey. You're going to need him to encourage you. You're going to need him to lead you. You're going to need him to guide you. You're going to need him to comfort you. You're going to need him to walk with you and talk with you. You're going to need him to lead you, guide you, direct you every step of the way. When Jesus ascended back to the Father, he told his disciples then, he said, it's going to be some hard days. He said, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to the Father, and it's expedient that I go away, because if I don't, the Comforter will not come.
And the word says that
on the day of Pentecost, 50 days later, that all of them, 120 of them, were in the upper room praying and waiting for the Comforter to come. Amen. They had faith in God. They believed what God said would come to pass. Do you believe what God says is going to come to pass?
Yes.
Or do you have doubt? Doubt doesn't work in God's kingdom.
Mm.
Only faith. Only faith. Only belief.
So 50 days later,
the Holy Spirit came. In the book of Acts, second chapter, the Holy Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind. It came so fast and so powerful that it rocked the whole town and the whole building. Believe on the Lord and in his word, and it will come to pass. What is it that you're desiring tonight? Where are you trying to go in life? What is God's purpose and vision for you? Are you going in the wrong direction, which is why you keep bumping your head? Could it be that maybe you're walking in darkness? And you need to turn around because the light's behind you. You need to make a 360-degree turn. Could it be you're walking against the wind, facing the wind, as opposed to having the wind in your back blowing you on and propelling you into your destiny? No doubt we are what we believe.
Yes.
I wish I could get this word into the minds of so many of our young people today. That is my prayer.
Amen.
Because they don't know who they are in Christ Jesus, and they don't know their heritage, and they don't know where they're going because they're walking in darkness.
Walking blindly.
They're walking in areas of disrespect, deprivation, killing each other, burglarizing, terrorizing, doing each other in, failing to believe in one another or wanting to see each other succeed. In this kind of environment, people will never be set free. More jails and more jails and more jails will be built. Just like hell has enlarged church. There was never an invitation for God's people to go to hell. Hell was created for Satan and the third of the angels that fell with him. But the Bible declares that hell has enlarged herself to accommodate the amount of people that are going to be going there. There's no invitation to us to hell, but there is an invitation to Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. My burdens are light. Come unto me. Cast all your cares on me, because I care for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think they know out there that there's somebody that cares for them. We care that that's happening. If we don't care that that's happening and we profess that we're walking in a ministry of compassion, but we don't care what's happening, we have a problem. My heart goes out to that generation of people because I care. I care what happens to them. I want to see them all be successful. They all have a destiny. So many have not made it to their destiny. Instead, they suffered premature death, early grave, destiny that they could have had is now buried or locked up behind concrete barriers. It's a lot of destiny locked up. It's a lot of invention. It's a lot of rich people locked up. They could have been rich. Philosophers, professors, and the list goes on and on. God had a plan for them, but the devil did too. Do you see why it's critical that we get this word out to the people? We must get the people to start believing in themselves. We must first believe in ourselves, in our ability. We must believe in God that He is, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We must believe that God is able to do everything that He said that He would do. That all of His promises are yes and amen. All of His promises are yes and amen.
Yeah.
God is an awesome God, and God is a mighty good God. He will never leave. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us. He'll always be with us. We just need to believe in Him and on Him.
Amen.
And on the Holy Spirit that He sent to us.
Amen.
And one more story I want to share with you all on tonight. As we talk about no doubt, we are what we believe. And this story is about a ship that was out to sea. It had many passengers on it. And a terrible storm arose. It's not the same storm that's talked about in the Bible that the disciples faced or Jonah. But this is a real ship. And a terrible storm arose, and everybody was scurrying around, no faith in God, no prayer going forward. And everyone was getting their little life jackets and getting ready to get on the lifeboat. And this one man passed through the middle of the ship. And in the middle of the ship was a little boy sitting down on the floor drawing on some paper. And the man said to the little boy, he said, little boy, you need to go find your parents, and you need to get a life jacket on. There is a storm brewing on the outside. And you need to get to safety. And the little boy kept drawing. And the man quoted himself again. The little boy kept drawing. He finally looked up at the adult and he said, sir, he said, I'm not afraid. So you see, my father is the captain of the ship. He wasn't literally about the captain that was steering the ship, because that captain had on a life jacket too. He was talking about his father in heaven.
Heavenly Father
was the captain of the ship and would let nothing happen to him. Do you understand why now the word of God says, except ye enter or come to me as little children, you shall not inherit eternal life. You shall not enter into the kingdom of God. The little boy wasn't afraid.
His father
in heaven was in control of everything. Amen. Can I tell you, God is in control of everything concerning us? We don't determine anything.
Mm-mm.
We're not in charge of anything. He's in charge of us. All we need to do is determine that, number one, we're going to believe in him. Number two, we're going to believe in ourselves. Number three, we're going to pray, believe in his word, listen intensely for direction from him. And number four, we're going to walk into our destiny because the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us. And we're not going to doubt that God is going to show up and he's going to show out. There's no room for doubt. Everything, all of God's promises are yea and amen.
Amen.
Why would we lack anything when our Father owns everything?
Amen.
Why would we walk with our heads down when he says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory?
The King of glory.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. If we've got the King of glory on the inside of us, why is our head bowed down? Lift up your head. You are a citizen of the heavenly kingdom of God, a sovereign God, a ruling God, a righteous God, a just, a holy nation. We are holy, sold out to God.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing that he won't do for us. His word says we are the apple of his eye. Over in the book of Psalms, the enemy asked the question, who is man, a woman, that thou art mindful of them, that thou visited them? He said, wait a minute, let me tell you who they are. He said, I made them. They're my prized possessions. I may be going off into my sanctified imagination right now, but he said, I made them in my own image, and in my likeness, and I crowned them with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I made them just a little bit lower than the angels.
Than the angels.
God made something, y'all, when he made us. He made something when he made us. And he made us to succeed. He made us to be overcomers. He made us to occupy this earth until he returns.
Come on.
Does that sound like failure? No.
Amen.
He didn't make any failures. I didn't read anywhere where he made some and said, okay, those are defective, so they're failures. These over here, they're good. If any were defective, they went back on the potter's wheel. Over in Jeremiah, he had a place for them. He said, if they got any marring in them, send them back to the potter's wheel. Put them back on the wheel. Beat them all the way down. Water them up and reshape them and remold them and remake them until they are fit
for the master's use.
Yes, yes.
God is in control.
Amen.
God is in control. And there's no failure in God.
God, no. That's right.
There's no failure in God. Believe
Amen.
On the Lord. Believe on Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Believe on the Father that sent him. Believe on what he did at Calvary that we would have a
yeah.
life, the tree of life.
Yeah.
Believe. Come clean with him. Confess your faults one to another.
Mm-hmm.
Love each other. He said, by this will all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another, not jealousy, not hatred, not malice, not envy. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Love. Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Love is so powerful that it covers a multitude of faults.
Of faults. Yes.
God is love. So people want to know, what is love? God.
Mm-hmm.
God is love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he loves us.
Yes.
All. His desire is not to see any of us fail, but to all come to fruition of the plan
mm-hmm.
and the destiny that he has set forth for you and for myself. Amen?
Mm-mm-mm. Amen.
Amen. Father,
amen.
We thank you,
amen.
Lord God, for
yes.
this word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that somebody's heart was encouraged, somebody's mind was changed, somebody's spirit was uplifted, God. Somebody's
yes.
hope
yes.
was renewed, Father God. Somebody's trust was reinstituted, Lord God. Somebody's faith
yes.
was reignited, God. We just thank you, Lord, because
thank
you have
you.
Done an awesome work on tonight. Thank you for your
yes.
Holy Spirit, Lord God, that is moving even right now across the
yes.
nation, across the airways, to bring this word into every avenue. Amen. Every
yes.
Street, Lord God, every corner of the earth, Father God, to let them know that you are
yes.
a good and a mighty and a loving God, and you have a plan for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes.
Yes.
For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that.
We fall down.
We get up. Oh,
we fall down,
but
we get
back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For
the
we get up.
No matter where you are, no matter what you've done.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall.
Get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
You're waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh,
for a
no matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, you can get back up again,
get back up again,
get back up again,
get back up again.
You're waiting on,
get back up again.
Arms open wide,
get back up again.
Run to his arms,
get back up again.
Run to his arms, oh.
Invitation to Christian discipleship, and welcome to the family and prayer. Then we'll go into communion. Let me see. Get back up again. Apostle Chris, you want to do the invitation to Christian discipleship?
Amen. We thank and we praise God for Pastor David bringing that word on tonight. We are what we believe.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, you can say what you will or may, but you have to believe it. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we ask our brothers and sisters if you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sin, you can give your life to Christ tonight.
Yes,
tonight.
Yeah.
That you don't have to be the same anymore. You can be a changed man. You can believe and start reading your Bible. You can believe what the Word says you are. You know, it says that we are kings and priests.
Yeah,
we are a royal priesthood. You know, I want to offer Christ to you, my brothers and my sisters, tonight, this moment. Give your life to Christ if you don't know him and the pardon of your sins. We ask that you would just call in or do what you need to do, you know. Sinez is waiting on your call. Sinez is waiting on your go into the chat room. And we know that tonight, you don't have to live a defeated life any longer. You can be what Christ says you are. I want to offer Christ to you, my brothers and my sisters. Amen.
Yeah.
You can call in, or you can go into the chat room and just give your life to Christ. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And that call-in number is 845-241-9985. If you want to call in for prayer or give your life over to Christ, 845 941-9985. Or if you want to go into the chat room, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, if you want to dial in. We'll wait a couple of minutes for those of you who may want to join us in the family of the Christian family. Yes. Because even if you've fallen, you can always get back up again. And you will be pardoned for your sins. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 you will. Yes, you will. Amen. Yes. Yes, he fell down, but got up. Doesn't matter. You get back up again. Yes, thank you. Amen.
I mean, it might be somebody on the line that say that they want to start over again, or
mm-hmm.
you know, or to say that I want to give my life to Christ, you know. But if that's you, it's all right. You know, Christ said this. He said, if you are ashamed to own me, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
We're just gonna pray for those that are on the line. I believe there's someone on the line that don't know Christ and the pardon of their sins. You know, and you're listening in. You could be just thumbing through. Is today that your life will change forever.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We praise you. Magnify your name. We ask now, God, that you would touch every listener that's on the line tonight.
Yeah.
Every listener that will listen in the future. God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will touch every heart that's on this line. We ask now, God, that you would just penetrate the line on tonight, and someone that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, we want to give their life to Christ. We ask, Father, that you would just allow your Holy Spirit to move right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have thy way on this line tonight. We ask now, God, that you would touch every heart, touch every mind. And God, don't let them hang up the same way that they call. You know, if someone is here tonight, God, we ask that you would touch them, not let them be the same ever again. We ask now, God, that you would just move in a mighty way. We ask now, Father, that you would just have your way on tonight with those individuals. And God, we bless your name. And God, we praise you. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. And you can go into communion if you'd like to go into communion.
All right. I'm gonna give you time to get your communion, your crackers, your bread, your waffles, or whatever, your water, whatever you might have on tonight. I'm gonna give you a minute to just get it. We do this every first every first Sunday night. And we believe that the Bible, we believe what the Bible says, as often as you do this, you do this in remembrance of me. We ask now, God, that you would search every heart, every mind that is wanting to partake on tonight. We ask now, God, that you would forgive us of our sins. David said, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me.
Yeah.
God, you said that many are sick and sleeping because they do this unworthily. God, make us righteous that we might be able to do this every day. You know, you don't have to wait till first Sunday. You can do it. You can take communion every day. God, we praise you and we magnify your name. Amen. Amen. Let's get our bread, which represents the broken body of Christ, and our juice, water, wine, whatever we are partaking of, which represents the blood of Christ. And on that fateful day when Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, he said, you won't eat again with me until we eat anew. The disciples did not understand what he was saying, but what he was saying is that you won't eat again with me until we eat in heaven. Jesus took the bread. He lifted it. He blessed it. He broke it. And they ate. He took the cup that was pertaining to bitter Passover wine. He lifted it. He blessed it. And they drank. And the Bible said, after they finished communion, they sang a hymn and they marched out into Mount Olive. Amen. And,
amen.
Sister Inez, do you ever have, it wasn't nothing but the blood?
I was going to say, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood.
Yeah.
Is that fine?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm trying to get it together. You just went a little bit too fast for me. And then the system just don't want to act right. Here we go. Oh, the blood. Yes, Lord, from the New Jersey Mass.
Yeah.
Pastor Betty will lose her power either with that powerful word that she got from Mark, the 11th chapter, starting at the 20th verse, going to the 26th verse. No doubt, we are what we believe. We are what we believe. And we are what we believe. And we believe we are a child of the King. We are a child of the King. If we believe we're not, then we're not. But we like to believe we are a child of the King. So I want to thank Pastor Betty for that word and for her stories and for just everything that she does just to, you know, uplift God's word and everything else is how she brings it out and how she interprets it so that it's so easy for anybody to understand. So I appreciate that. I think we all appreciate that, that it's easy on the ear that we could understand. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Betty. Let me see. And now it's time for announcements. Go ahead, Pastor Betty or Apostle Chris, for your announcements. Because everybody else has left the line.
I know. I said, is it so quiet that everybody else has left the line? Oh, my God. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. The only announcement we literally had anyway was we had to, we're having to reschedule the event that we had planned because we got rained out. We had 3 solid days of rain. Here in Little Rock that weekend. So a lot of ministry was supposed to go forth. It's called Taking It to the Street. We're having to reschedule that. So we're waiting on the pastor of that outreach facility to get back with us on a date. And I'll be announcing it at a later time.
Was for the Compassion Center? Is that
yes,
one?
Ma'am.
Or a different one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No,
okay.
That's the same one.
All right. Same one, okay. All right. Because you know why it was canceled? Because there's going to be a lot more people than you can even expect going to be coming out. So.
And I thought
be ready.
You know what? The Lord just let it rain. I said, you know, sometimes God, it's not just, you know, me to praying for a sunshiny day. You know, you know when the earth needs to be watered as well. So it rains for each solid days, and so I cannot complain because we needed the water. We needed the rain. So the Lord knows best. And I leave it in
And they watered. They watered your people so they'd be ready to grow when it's time for you to. So I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm just going
to
put a different
spin on it. Yes,
because
they were going to have to work, work, work. That is true. But we did have everything. We had everyone come over, and they helped put together hygiene kits. We had some people that They participate all from different ministries, too, so I can't, that's like nothing that we do. It's just the harvest, well, except the teaching, discipleship teaching that we have on Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings, Sunday noonday. But all the outreach is a culmination of several outreach ministry workers or laborers coming together to make that happen. So I thank God for that. I mean, I have Faith Walk Ministries. I have Zoe Bible Church. I have, and I don't have. Let me reframe that. God has moved upon people in all these different ministries to send forth laborers to come along beside to make this happen in the community and in the areas where it's needed. So we thank God for that. So we had people that ordered towels and feminine napkins and everything else to go in the hygiene packets and donated coats. And, yeah, it's a big to-do. So we thank God for it. We thank God for being a part of
everything.
Yes, we were ready. But that's okay. I mean, it gives us time, like you said. You spoke the word. The number probably would have been greater, so it gives us time to get more items. To be able to equip to serve the number of people. Yes, you're right.
Exactly. Yes. And see, you're going to be blessed with more things. It's like, okay, you're going to have what you say, not room enough to even receive it. So it's like, okay, we have to do it. It's a bigger place. So I'm just thinking of it as that aspect. I'm just going to think of it just like that. So that's how I see it.
And it's so many other, many other ministries that want to get, they want to get involved and they want to, you know, be a part of it as well. So I am loving when I say I'm literally loving what God is doing and what the Holy Spirit is doing. When people decide that it's no longer their ministry and their church and their then God can take over and do something with it. But as long as it's theirs, let it be there.
Right. Because it only, and when it's just, me, it's not ours. You know, that's
right.
But it is what it is, and you know how those people are. They will be
ma'am.
Who they will be.
But,
then God takes that away. He sets them aside and say, look at here. It's not about you. What's the song say? It's not about you.
That's it. But it's about Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
All about
Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
We're just continuing the work that he was doing. As I was reading this afternoon to ask the Holy Spirit what to speak on when I got your text, I was reading too where he was just talking with the disciples. Well, he was talking with more talking with some disciples and some not. Where he said, I was hungry and you visited me not. I was naked and you clothed me not. I was in prison and you didn't come. And they said, Master, when were you any of these things? And he said, whenever you do the least of these, do also unto me. We try to live by the word of God and do the things that Jesus did. That's how we try to live. And encourage the people, build them up, and let them know that you can win. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to live defeated. God doesn't want
Amen.
That for you. He doesn't want
Amen.
That for you.
That's right. Amen. Nope, he's got more in store for you than you even know.
I don't know. But I know if there's any more, I'm going to be on the floor, girl. I was on the floor tonight. I said,
wow.
Oh, my God. I fell on the floor and started praying. And I was like, well, I don't know if I got the strength to get back up. But it's just, God is so awesome. And see, I praise 24/7. I work, but I worship. I praise while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And then when in between working, I'm on the floor or, you know, I'm on a prayer line. I'm on noonday, midnight, middle of the day, you know, 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in the morning. I wouldn't have it any other way because he's so good.
Amen.
He's so good.
Amen.
Now, I'm missing my sister, though, Reverend Carolyn. Is she okay?
Yes, she's here. She's with us. She's just not in a
Praise
position
God.
At the moment. So she is with us. So, but yes, she is. She
Amen.
Is. Unless she's in a certain position, but she said that I'm here, but I'm not in a position to speak. So yes, she is with us.
I love she's her. Just tell her I love her, and I'm missing her, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I miss her.
I'm sure she can hear you. I'm so
okay. I miss hearing her voice. Oh my
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
She has my number.
I told him.
She has my number. Now make me call her tomorrow.
She's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
I know
she's
been
I
really
two,
busy.
I know. I know. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I really
Amen.
Am.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I really
Amen.
Am.
Amen, amen, amen again. Well, the announcements that I have are the usual announcements. This Tuesday and Thursday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And then Sunday, we have Pastor Rick Rollins, the one who talked about being in the valley.
Yes.
He's going to be speaking.
Yes.
he's going to be speaking because you may have to lift him
awesome.
Up because
–
Yeah, you're going to have to lift him up because, I'm just putting it out there, unless we can get some money to cover some of the things that we had to go on, we will be closing our doors as of tomorrow, the place that I've been working. So we have 10 days to get our things out. So unless somebody comes through with a blessing, we will be closing our doors as of tomorrow. So, mm-hmm.
Is that at your garment place?
Yes, Rick's, Ricardo's, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes.
Okay,
so,
I'm just going to pray about that tonight. I'm going to pray
Amen.
About that tonight. Because you know what?
Right.
God is able.
He sure is. He sure is. He certainly is. I mean, he's tried, you know, different routes, and it's like, you know, they want too much this way, they want too much that way, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys buying the building, or are you?
No, we're in the mall.
Are you buying it? What's in a mall?
No, we're in
okay.
the mall. Mm, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, we're in the mall, mm-hmm. so, you know, when they want what they want, they want what they want, and, you know.
That's
so.
True. That's true.
It is.
Are you looking
is,
for another
so.
Place, though?
I believe he may be going online and doing some things online as well. And he does
okay,
do TV. And so he may be doing some things through his television station as well. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If God closes one door, he opens a better one. I'm just going to tell you the truth.
Oh.
He opens a better one. I'm just being honest
mm-hmm.
with you. So God is truly
really
closing
know.
This door. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's
and
coming is better than what was. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Because
yeah.
I told this lady the same thing. She says, oh, no, how am I going to live without your hugs? Because she's at a store across the way from us, and every day we give each other hugs. We became really good
uh-huh.
friends, and so we always go say, hey, you know, I call her, what is she, what are we, Louise and Thelma, Thelma and Louise.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we are. That's what we call ourselves, Thelma and Louise. So,
wow.
So she was just really torn up about, you know, the situation, but it's okay. And I told her, I said, hey, and exactly what you just said, I said, one door closes, another one opens, so we're not even worried about it.
Yeah, it's
so
and it's
probably
better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we shall see and know what God has in store for us and just leave it in God's hands. And that's what I say. Just leave it in God's hands and go from there. And just go.
Amen.
From there.
Well, I'm going to be praying
I'm
about
good.
That. I am.
Thank you.
I am.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. But he will be on the second Sunday. He'll be speaking.
Okay.
And then on the 14th, as Miss Inez says, of course, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to put it Tuesday and Thursdays, it's me. Then Wednesday we have Bible study. I don't know who's going to be teaching. And you missed it the other day on anti-Semitism.
That threw me for a loop because I thought that was going to be not Bible study. I thought, and maybe I was working too many hours and then praying the rest of the hours.
Uh-huh.
I prayed so much. But for some reason, I do, until I just lose. Honestly, some days I just lose track of the days because I seem like
it's
I'm
okay.
just praying 24 hours straight sometimes. But I thought that there was going to be a less talk about it and not a Bible study. And so we
no.
were in a house painting. And we were painting a house. And Chris was like, your show is on tonight. I said, tonight? I didn't know I had any Bible study tonight. I thought, didn't you do Bible study this last Wednesday? So we're still doing it every. So I thought, we don't have Bible study this Wednesday.
Correct. It's next Wednesday, the 15th.
Next Wednesday. Okay. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I miss my sister. She kept me straight.
And I told you, because I asked you, I said, would you like to have it during Bible study? And you said, that would be good. And so that's why we had it during Bible study.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay.
I am.
That's okay.
I am. So sorry. We both were full of paint that night.
That's okay.
I think we worked until midnight painting that property. I'm pretty sure we worked until midnight that night. Absolutely. Goodness.
You
could have been listening.
Until about 2 o'clock. We were until 2 o'clock.
Were
in the morning,
you?
Yes.
But you know what? This is the funny thing about it. Is that I had that day. There was a talk show on the radio, and they were talking about anti-Semitism. And I recorded it on my phone. I said, you know what? I said, this is amazing that it's just not us that's discussing this. It is something that's being discussed by other talk shows
all around the world.
And I just know it, all around the world. You are right on target. You are right on point. I said, wow. So I still have that recording. And it's a really good recording. It's a really good recording of what was said on the radio.
Good.
I don't know
good,
if
good,
you
good.
Guys are gonna talk about it again. I'm gonna have to go listen to it.
Get ready. You
I'm
can probably stay in the house and listen. That's okay. That's okay. You
I cannot
Disney,
because
so
I'm moving
fine.
From room to room and my hands have paint on them and I'd have it all over my phone.
You can do it through your computer. Just have it playing through your computer. You don't have to have it on your phone.
These are vacant houses we're working on. There's a computer in these houses. These are vacant houses that we're working. Yeah. They barely have electricity.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, you can put the phone down. Well, that's your business. But anyway,
I can put the phone down and move to another room. Yeah. And run back in there every now and then and listen to it. I can do that. But are they going to talk about it again?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Because we got kind of... It got, I won't say heated, but you
yes,
have to listen to
heated.
It. You tell me how you feel. You tell me
it's
how you
feel. It's
going to
get heated. It's going to get heated, especially especially here in the Bible Belt, what's called the Bible Belt. It's going to get heated. There's a lot of that stuff is still happening.
It's crazy. It's not the kind of heat that you would think. It's between. I'm gonna just let you listen to it, and you tell me what you think, and we'll go from there. But I think I may be talking about respect on Tuesday. People disrespecting people and children disrespecting and being disrespectful. That's what I think I'll be speaking about, but I'm not sure for sure. But so it might be that.
Is that the one you wanted to have children on?
Not necessarily. No. Mm-mm. No, that was the one that was a couple weeks ago. But no, I mean, this, it would be nice to have children, well, young people on the phone talking about, you know, disrespect and, you know, trying to build respect in that genre, I can't say genre, but genre. And we talked about millennials and Gen X and Gen Z and millennials and so on and so forth a couple of weeks ago. So it just ends. And we talked about being in the matrix, you know, taking the red pill and the blue pill. Oh, yeah, we had a good evening that night as well.
It's
kind of crazy thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I need to go listen to that. Definitely Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, I know that, you know, I'm not running a company, and those are my 2 days that I'm not running a company while I'm trying to pray around the clock at the same time and tend to a house and take care of husband. And so Saturday and Sunday is where, you know, I kind of like, okay, I come into myself. I'm like, yeah, I got some time for me. And definitely time I always have time for the Lord. But oftentimes, you know, my time with him, maybe calling into a prayer line at noon and at midnight, we pray at midnight, myself and a lot of other women. I was praying myself. I thought I was the only crazy woman up at midnight, before the next day go in. And then I found out that a friend of mine in the ministry out of another, Shirley Matthews, I think she spoke for you on Sunday, was praying at midnight too. And I said, why don't we just all get on the call then if that's happening? Tuesday, Thursday, we're on midnight calls. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're on 12 noon prayer calls. And then 1 o'clock prayer call, 1 to 2 prayer calls, and then of course 4:45 to about 6 o'clock is my own time with the Lord. So yeah, and then the rest time is work.
Amen.
But I just thank God that He's so good. He is so faithful. Oh my God, God is so faithful. He's so good.
All the time.
He's
so good to me.
It's awesome.
Girl, I
can say it was David that said, you know, God is good, his mercy endureth forever. I said, praise God.
Amen.
Forever. The song was written off of that. Well, out of songs. A lot of songs
But let me see. Continuing. Then on the third Sunday, we have Reverend Carol.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get to hear her after all. Okay, I'm going to hear her tomorrow because I'm going to call her. Inez?